Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Leap year? Use that extra day wisely. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
After meeting today for 4 hours, the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party has agreed its leader Micheál Martin should seek to try and form a government without Sinn Féin. It's understood, however, the party has agreed to enter into discussions with other parties. I'm joined by the Fianna Fáil finance spokesperson Michael McGrath. I'm also joined by our political correspondent Paul Cunningham. Paul Cunningham, what are you hearing about the tone of this meeting? Was it harmonious? Was there unity among the parliamentary party about the decisions they need to make and the route they're about to set out on?
Yeah, what I have heard is that it was a frank meeting, but that there was unity of purpose at the end. There was a lot of discussion over the outcome of the general election, what had happened during the campaign, and it was a bruising one for Fianna Fáil. They had entered into it with expectations of hitting mid-50s, possibly even 60 Dáil seats, and ended up coming back with 38. So there was much discussion about what happened and why it happened. However, when it came to the issue of government formation and how the party should approach the future, there was a very clear view that they should, as they said in the run-up to the election, that they should sit down with all parties to try and form a government. However, that there would be one exception to that, and that was Sinn Féin. And I was also informed that there wasn't any issue with regard to Micheál Martin's position that was that didn't come up.
That did not come up at all. So no dissenting voices, is that what you're hearing?
Well, as I said, it was a frank discussion. So there was issues over how the party finds itself with 38 seats. But when it comes to what they're going to do next, that there wasn't any dissent.
No dissent. All right. Well, Paul, I know you need to get away for your other commitments as well today. So thank you very much for staying with us there. Michael McGrath, good evening to you.
Good evening to you, Mary, and your listeners.
OK, you've just come from a four-hour meeting. What have you decided as a party?
Well, it was, it was a very good discussion, Mary, and I suppose our first thoughts throughout the meeting were with our colleagues who lost their seats, and very difficult time for them and their staff and their families, and I want to acknowledge that. But yes, we did come to some decisions as a party, reaffirming the party's position, which was there right through the election campaign, and that we would not be entering into government with Sinn Féin. We very much respect all of the people who vote for Sinn Féin. We recognise they got a very significant mandate as a party in the election last Saturday, and we have heard that message, and many of the people who voted for Sinn Féin last Saturday would traditionally perhaps have voted for our party, and we hope that they may do so again. But we also acknowledge the reality that the views and the policies of the two parties are just so divergent, particularly on economic policies. The Sinn Féin model of, you know, 22 billion of spending commitments, high tax, high spend, you know, the notion that...
Was that the real reason?
Yeah, absolutely.
Was that the real reason why you won't open talks with them, their taxation or expenditure policies? Or was it something else?
No, that is a key reason.
I mean, you can negotiate out of manifestos into programmes for government.
Yeah, but you know, you also have to be honest with people and acknowledge where differences are just not reconcilable. And you know, we would have explained this throughout the election campaign, and there has been much talk of the Sinn Féin mandate from last weekend, but we got a mandate too, and we also have to acknowledge that the mandate we got was, in part at least, based on that commitment that we gave to voters. Very oftentimes face to face, Mary, at the doorstep, where people would have asked us very directly, and a number of colleagues today made that point at the meeting. So
you're
we're
making
really
it
reaffirming
clear, yeah.
the party
you're,
position.
You're making it clear that you're not going to enter government with Sinn Féin. Will you talk to them?
Yeah, Micheál Martin did say at the meeting that he would talk to Sinn Féin to explain the Fianna Fáil position directly to Mary Lou MacDonald. And, you know,
and that will be it. That's the nature of the meeting he will have with her, to say this is why we're not prepared to hammer out an agreement with you.
Yeah, look, the discussion will not extend into the realm of coalition negotiations or programme for government or anything like that. But there's absolutely no issue with them sitting down and
So that's what you've decided not to do. What
yes.
have you decided to do?
So Micheál Martin got the backing of the parliamentary party to appoint a team of people to engage with other parties to explore what the possibilities may be in relation to policy areas where we can reach agreement. I mean, we recognise the very loud message from voters last weekend, especially in the areas of housing, where radical action and decisive action is needed, and in healthcare and insurance and childcare and so on.
The Sinn Féin manifesto, basically, on housing and healthcare, is it?
No, absolutely not. I mean, the Fianna Fáil manifesto was exceptionally strong in those areas as well, and we got a mandate too. And as I explained, the mandate we got was what was based on commitments that we had given in relation to
a team of people to open negotiations. Who will be on that team?
Well, that's a matter for Micheál Martin, and I'm sure he'll get around as party leader to appointing people very quickly. But I mean, there was
and you're going to talk to the smaller parties, the Labour Party, Social Democrats, the Green Party, Independents as well?
Yeah, look, we will engage with all others. And I think there was, I should say, Mary, there was a recognition in the room that, you know, Mary Lou MacDonald has made it very clear on a number of occasions that the Sinn Féin preference is to form a government without Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. That was the whole thrust of their campaign.
We know the numbers. We've all run the numbers at this stage.
Well, look, hold on a minute now. I mean, there is a majority of TDs in the Dáil that are not in Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael. So let's see how far she can take that project. And I think that does need to be put to the test.
So it is still about waiting. I mean, I'm asking you what you're going to do, but it's still about waiting to see what happens with Mary Lou MacDonald's reaching out to different parties. You're kind of sitting back and twiddling your thumbs and waiting to see how she gets on.
No, that's a very unfair characterisation. We're not doing that. I mean, the election was last Saturday. The county went on into Monday. Micheál Martin has already reached out to other parties. He met Eamon Ryan, for example, of the Green Party, and has had discussions. He reached out to the Social Democrats as well.
He certainly
reached out to them, and I think there were some discussions, whether it was over the phone or by face-to-face meeting. You know, those details can be confirmed. But I'm just making the point, we're not standing back. We do recognise that Sinn Féin won the popular vote, and we have been hearing for many years by all of those on the left that their utopia was a left-leg government.
So let's see what they can put together. Has he reached out to Leo Varadkar?
No, he has not. And what we are about once this team is appointed is to see how far we can take discussions with the other parties. I do think we need clarity from Fine Gael on one point, if I may make it, Mary, because Leo Varadkar was on record on RTE on a number of occasions during the election stating that if Fianna Fáil was the largest party and a government couldn't be formed, that Fine Gael would enter a confidence and supply agreement. Now, Simon Coveney seemed to have moved away from that last Sunday when he spoke at the Count Centre. Does what he said represent the Fine Gael position? I think we need to know that. Has the Fine Gael commitment from during the campaign changed? Because it's there on the record. So we do need to know an answer to that.
Okay, would that be a scenario that would be appealing to Fianna Fáil?
That Fine Gael would provide
confidence
and supply from opposition.
Reverse confidence and supply to what we had over the last few years.
Look, I think it has to be explored. There are no easy options here. Government formation is going to be difficult given the numbers that have been returned and the strength of the different parties.
The thing is, you in Fianna Fáil, is this your position, that you want to avoid another general election?
Look, I think everyone wants to avoid another general election in the sense that there's no guarantee that the result would be any different.
Okay, but that requires all parties to play their part.
If you can just bear with me, I mean, undertaking a general election is a very significant initiative, and it comes at a great cost to taxpayers as well. They have given us the result they have given us, and we have to work with it, and our focus will be very much on the issues. And we recognise the message from voters that there is a need for radical change and delivery in housing, in particular to build houses, public housing, affordable housing, to deal with access to health.
But in order for you to be able to do that from your agenda, you need to be in government. Now, on the Fine Gael issue, will Micheál Martin reach out to Fine Gael in the same way as he has to Eamon Ryan and the Social Democrats and the Labour Party?
I'm sure he will in due course. There will have to be discussions between Micheál Martin and Leo Varadkar in order for a solution to be found.
And
here,
what
ultimately.
I'm wondering is, will Micheál Martin be the one to do that, or is he waiting, as you seem to indicate there a bit earlier, for Fine Gael and Leo Varadkar to clarify if confidence and supply is still open?
Well, I'm asking them to clarify that. I think they need to.
What about coalition?
And look, we don't, you know, get into negotiations over the airwaves.
I'm not negotiating. I'm looking at options. No. Is coalition with Fine Gael and perhaps the Green Party or the Social Democrats, is that an option
that
you will
consider? Yeah, I'll come to that, but I'm just making the point that there's a direct contradiction between what Leo Varadkar said during the campaign and what Simon Coveney has said after the election. There's a direct contradiction, and that is an important issue that needs to be clarified in relation to Fine Gael's intentions here. In the first instance, whomever is appointed by Micheál Martin will engage with the other parties, the Labour, the Green Party, Social Democrats and so on. He will, of course, have contact with Leo Varadkar to see, first of all, what is the answer to that question about confidence and supply. And we'll take it from there. But, you know, I think given Sinn Féin's popular mandate, we do need to see what is the strength.
But is a coalition, with Fine Gael and yourselves and the Greens and others, is that something that Fianna Fáil discussed today and something that you will consider?
There was absolutely no decision taken question whatsoever today. We are in a process here. I mean, the Dáil hasn't yet met. It will meet next Thursday. We certainly want to see the strength of this left-led coalition that we've been hearing about
years. But the idea of a coalition with Fine Gael, with Micheál Martin and Leo Varadkar and perhaps Eamon Ryan and the Green Party, that is not something that you can't contemplate.
Well, look, I think it's premature to be looking at that.
But
option.
Is it? Because you were very quick to tell me, you know, you're not going to go into government with Sinn Féin. You're not saying to me today, we will not go into government with
What I'm communicating to you, Mary, and the listeners are the decisions made by the party today. And those decisions were to say that because the policy differences are just not reconcilable, we will not enter government with Sinn Féin in line with the commitments we made during the election, and also that we will be entering into discussions with other parties. It is our objective to be in government. Make no mistake about it, because we want to get things done.
Micheál Martin wants to be Taoiseach.
Absolutely.
When the Dáil meets on the 20th of February next week, will you be proposing him for Taoiseach?
Look, we'll consider that in the coming days, but I don't believe, Mary, that there will be a resolution by next Thursday. Let's be honest with people, there's not going to be. I mean, this does not need to drag on for months either.
Okay.
I mean, the country needs a permanent government to get things done.
I think the country would probably agree with you very much on that point. Will you stay with me? I want to play a tape.
Sure.
Today's Parliamentary Party meeting, as we know, came amid growing discontent among some Fianna Fáil councillors and grassroots members over the party's election campaign. Councillors in Cavan and Kerry are leading calls for Micheál Martin to resign immediately. This is Cavan councillor John Paul Feely. He's been speaking to Barry Linehan.
We've been roundly defeated as the opposition party. We have no business contemplating forming a government with anyone. We should accept the verdict of the people and go into opposition. Look at where we're going as a party and have a root and branch change in terms of the leadership of the party and in terms of the administration of the party, because clearly having the same team there for so many years is not achieving the type of change and is not convincing people that we have anything to offer electorally.
A clean sweep of the leadership, does that mean Micheál Martin must go?
Well, Micheál Martin has led the party through very difficult times and has done an awful lot of good work. But there does come a time when a person has to accept that there's nothing left for them to give. And Micheál Martin has reached that point. That being said, our parliamentary party, particularly our front bench, has largely been ineffective during the course of the last Dáil. We have only a small number of people who have really performed and who would be recognisable to most members of the public, never mind to swathes of our own party members. So we need to look at that. We also need to look at the strategists that we have working for the party, and we need to look at everything from the Secretary General down, and there needs to be sweeping changes if we are to survive as a party.
So you believe Micheál Martin and the General Secretary of the party, Sean Dorgan, and maybe other key personnel such as Pat McParland and Deirdre Galán, that all the top brass of the party needs to go if Fianna Fáil is to move forward? That is your opinion?
Well, using the GAA analogy, if the team isn't winning, do you keep the same backroom team constantly?
Why Micheál Martin? You say if he'd any decency, he would have resigned already. Is that not a bit harsh?
Well, I think he is an experienced politician and he should see the reality of the result that we've got. He should see the need for change, accept that and move on so that we don't have to spend time as a party having this discussion about whether or not he should be the leader for the future and start the process of putting in place a team who can bring Fianna Fáil forward.
What of this idea that Fianna Fáil will try to form a government with the other parties with the exception of Sinn Féin?
Fianna Fáil have less seats and less votes as a result of the election. Less people voted for us than did in the last general election. It has been an abysmal result for our party and we should have the good grace to accept the will of the people. We have no business forming a government.
Is this result worse than 2011 when Fianna Fáil lost 51 seats and was left with 20?
In many respects it is, because at that stage we had been in government. We were being blamed in most cases correctly for decisions that had been taken by the previous government, and I think most party members would have said we deserve to lose some seats. We have been in opposition to an incredibly unpopular government that has been there in one form or another for 9 years, and the people still rejected us.
How representative are you of grassroots feeling and indeed of other elected representatives within Fianna Fáil? How representative is your view, do you think?
Well, all I can say is that the vast majority of people who listened to what I said on my local radio and to my local paper earlier this week and to our party members and supporters were entirely in agreement with what I said in relation to leadership, in relation to party structures and in relation to potential government formation. Since then, the only people that have contacted me, and there have been quite a few of my colleague councillors from around the country, because we've been speaking about this and other matters, they are all of a similar mindset to myself.
Will that lead to anything, do you think?
Well, there's a long-standing practice in Fianna Fáil of ignoring the grassroots and ignoring the councillor, so I wouldn't be expecting that to change, but I live in hope.
But what of the parliamentary party? Will they listen, members there?
I hope so. They have been re-elected through their own good work, but also through the support of party members, and I would hope that they would see what we need to do as a party.
Now, that was Cavan councillor John Paul Feely, and Michael McGrath is still with us. Difficult to listen to that, I'm sure, for you, John, Michael McGrath. But basically, he's saying Micheál Martin needs to go. You've had an abysmal result. And it's not government you should be looking for, but going into real opposition. What's your response?
Well, look, we're an open party. People are allowed to speak frankly, and I think that is a healthy thing. We did agree also today that there would be a comprehensive review of the election campaign that we have just had, all aspects of it, and that needs to be done quickly. The reality also, though, is, Mary, that a government has to be formed out of the 160 TDs who have been elected. And the truth is that the last Dáil had an awful lot of people in it who had no interest in being in government. Now, it remains to be seen whether this Dáil has a similar makeup, but your instinct as a politician and as a political party has to be that you want to be in government. You want to get things done and to deal with the issues that really matter to people and which we have been listening to on the doorsteps for the past number of weeks. That's our instinct as a party. We are impatient. We've been frustrated for the last 4 years with the confidence and supply agreement, but we believe that in government we could get a lot done, and that's our focus.
And
it remains to be seen whether that's possible.
100% support to Micheál Martin as leader?
I do, and I sat through the whole meeting today, Mary, and there was no personal criticism at all of Micheál Martin. Many of the speakers acknowledged the work that he has done, the energy he has brought to the role as leader of the party, and the work he's done since 2011, since becoming leader. Look, we have to resolve this issue collectively, all of those elected to the Dáil. We will play our part. We're not the only people that have a mandate.
Can this really go on for 70 days, though?
It really shouldn't. It really shouldn't. You know, as I said, we do recognise that Sinn Féin won the popular mandate. We will see what support Mary Lou MacDonald can get in the Dáil next week in terms of her becoming Taoiseach and forming a government. We will not be supporting that. We will do our
work. Will you abstain?
we won't be abstaining. We will not be supporting or acquiescing in any way to that outcome because we believe it would be very damaging for Ireland.
Michael McGrath, Fianna Fáil spokesperson on finance. Thank you very much. 25 minutes.